Thank you, Joanne. That was so beautiful. And now we can introduce our speaker for the day, our very own Reverend Connie Beth Grady.
Thank you. And before we get started in the sermon, I would like to talk about a miracle moment about someone in our congregation. I can't remember Sean's last name. Do you know? Well, anyway, Sean and Larry that come here with their children. Sean had, I think it was it Wednesday? It was Thursday. He had finally found a kidney, and he had a kidney transplant. A little iffy for just a little bit, but he's doing so well now, he gets to go home on Monday. Wow. So that's a wonderful thing. I feel like, you know, they're just wonderful blessings everywhere when we know how to look and listen and see and know how to get into that stream of life. I know he was very quiet about his need. You know, a lot of people didn't even know he was on dialysis. But we honor him, and we thank that healing power that has gone to him and changed their life. So, okay. The thought I had this morning is imagination. And, you know, I have to go with what my thought is. And my thought is still imagination. However, in thinking about imagination, I have to go way back to when I was in fifth grade. And I used to get these headaches, and I would just not kind of know where I was for some reason. And when you get these headaches and you not know what's going on in a room or something, it's like you're in another dimension or something, if any of you. So I would lay my head down, and I would start seeing, this is the gospel truth, mandalas. Beautiful mandalas. I didn't know what they were till later on. To me, it was like test patterns with beautiful designs. And so I would lay there, and I'd go, oh, I wonder, until the teacher would tap me on the shoulder and bring me back. I have to pay attention to class. And, of course, on my report card, many times was, she daydreams far too much. But I never even told what I used to say. They would really have thought, they really would have wondered about that. But in thinking of imagination, I had a wonderful gifted brother that had such a vivid imagination when it came to art, when it came to music, when it came to everything. And he would just say, Connie, you can just do it. And I was telling someone this week, I remember when I was in college, I lived only 50 miles from my grandparents' house, and I had not been around them for years. And so I took a weekend trip up there, and I was supposed to do this weaving. And I said, would you finish this for me? Because it was due on Monday. And he goes, you don't have to see everything in your head. You just have to know that you can do it and do it. He finished it. It was all in different areas. And God bless him, he got an A. They didn't know he did it. But being around him and being around my life and growing up most of my time on a farm and working in those fields and going to the woods, I realized out of boredom, I began to use my imagination. And one of the greatest things is when you're by yourself. I remember going to this woods. It was so peaceful. I know it's still there today. I would like to visit it. And the most beautiful woods with a creek bed and violets. And I would sit there. And there was an abandoned farmhouse. I've talked about it before. And I'd imagine who used to live there. Did they have a family? What happened there? And there were beautiful daffodils everywhere. Someone had planted there. And yet there was something of another nature. I found a fox's den with bones around there they had eaten in. But I felt a peace. And I would have to say, when I would listen to the creek flow with water, I, in my imagination, would begin to hear music going with that. Now, there's one thing I want to say. Most people here are musical, or you're artist, or you're an author. Many of you have already used this creative ability of using your imagination. Now, I've been thinking of some of my friends who would like to hear from their loved ones. And they go, I don't hear a thing, don't feel a thing. I wish I did, but I don't. And I realize that there is a key into tapping into your intuition. And that is through imagination. And through that imagination, we go to a different place. And before long, while you're listening, or while I was sitting along that creek bed and listening to music that if someone else was sitting there, they wouldn't have heard it. It wasn't real music because I was using my imagination with that ripple of going. And it gave me peace. And I begin to feel my parents there. I began to feel my parents in other spots on that property when I would talk to them. But it's like I always went to this imagination first, where it's not impossible to start feeling these things. Now, I'm going to even make another step. Before you can feel that divine essence within yourself, you have to know how to open the door through imagination, through intuition, and allow yourself to feel. To allow yourself to be alone. To allow that divine inspiration to begin to talk to that superconscious mind. To begin and allow that real self of you to begin to talk to you. To begin to express what the possibilities for your life is. Now, many times in my ignorance, I got possibilities when I was younger. Well, and even today sometimes. You know, that old habit of that world thinking. And then I will go, in my past a lot, that was just my imagination. And then I used to have this fear of flying. And it just, my first flight was a horrible flight. And I would do it other than stay home. But I sometimes felt like I had put fright on every passenger in the plane. That's what my partner told me at one time. Connie, I'll never fly with you again. And then I took a class on how to get over your fear of flying. And they explained that if you have a fear of flying, you have a very vivid imagination, and you're creating and thinking about the negative possibilities. And what you need to do is to reverse that, and whatever in your imagination makes you feel comfortable to fly, do that so you can have a peaceful trip. Now, I've told this before, but there's different people here today, so I'll tell it again. So most usually, and I don't have to do that anymore, by the way, I would get on my Fisher-Price plane that was made out of plastic, and the marshmallow clouds would lift me up and lift me down when I reached my destination. And in that power of the universal marshmallow clouds, there were no accidents. So that taught me something. The power of the mind and the power of imagination, of changing things, of changing our emotion. And then I got into stained glass. Something strange happened. You know, I decided that I wanted to make things that were metaphysical because I had never seen anything like that. Then I would wake up at night and I would see this beautiful design and I would think, I've got to create that. You see, I didn't have any doubt. I already saw it in completion, and it was as though it was swirling. So I would set out and go to all these glass places. I lived near Kokomo, Indiana, where the greatest glass manufacturing, they still do it the old way. I'd pick up all these pieces, and I'd hold them up, and I could create that pattern. Well, then life goes on. And I realized that sometimes in the everyday, if you still use that imagination, if you're wanting to do a project, see the end result. What tears us up is when we see when we know what we want, we go, oh, it's going to take so long to do it. I'm going to have to go do this. I'm going to have to go do that. Oh, I don't have time. Let's scrap it. That negative thinking is that lower self, that earth mind, telling you, don't do it, don't do it. I want to hang on to you. I want to be in control. If we would just let go and do what that intuition and that inspiration is telling us, who knows what we might create? Who knows where we might go? Who knows? One thing, I do have two children that have been 3 weeks on the beach. And I will have to say my one daughter has told me all the wonderful inspirational things she's found. She had some blood clots a few years ago in her brain, and she thought at the beginning of the week she might have had another one. And she decided just to let the water speak to her. She decided to just let what she found on the beach speak to her and give her messages. This morning she was telling me all of what has happened, all how she faced her fears, all how she was able to really bare her soul to some people who had really harmed her that was on the other side. Things we need sometimes. Sometimes we need to get away from the world and their rules, and go into nature, or go into a place that speaks to us, and allow yourself to say, dear universe, I need to be cleansed of some of these emotions. I need to be cleansed of some of these things that I'm having problems understanding. And I guarantee you, if you're open, it will come. I guarantee you, if you're looking for signs, you will find them. It's taking the time. It's taking the time to see that there's a whole new world of intuition out there, a whole new world that is there for us. But we have to know that we first must open the door. there's a beautiful picture of Jesus knocking on the door. At first, you have to knock. But first, you have to know what you want to knock for. You know? Really. In most churches, it's a little different. I've been there. And in this religion, in metaphysics, it takes a lot of putting into practice everything we learn to understand. It's simple. It's so simple that our earth mind doesn't even want us to do it. But for fulfillment, for who we are, for what we've come to do, to open ourselves and be vulnerable is the greatest thing that any of us can do. Because that automatically allows that door to open where we can be one with the universe. We can be one with all that's created out there. And whatever is our talent, it just down to us if we allow ourselves to do that. We have come to a new dream in this chapel. We have a couple people looking at this church. And we have a dream that we would like to go to Hillsboro, perhaps. But we do know we want to start a spiritual center and not a chapel. To create that, we all have to be on the same page. We all have to be excited about it and see that in our imagination and allow that God energy, that divine essence and spirit to lead us where the proper place is. We don't want a mindset that we have to have just this, but to allow that intuition to lead us. When we first moved here, we were looking down the road at that little chapel there. And I thought, that's it, that's it. We found out they were only having church once a month at the time. We went there. It wasn't for sale, and it wasn't what we wanted when we went on the inside. And then all of a sudden, this place appeared. You know, sometimes Spirit leads us in one direction so that they can work out something perfect in another direction. 16 years ago, we started this chapel today. This is the first time we've not had an anniversary service. There have been other things going on. Maybe we'll have one next Sunday. We had it last. But I felt like maybe today, using our imagination and our intuition and what our dreams are for service and creativity and bringing in lots of people into this, not just our people, but to have a facility where other people can come in and rent, and people can have a smorgasbord of creative things to come and experience. And we've got a whole congregation, not all here today, that has the wisdom and the capability of doing that. And look at the beautiful Joanne. You know, she came here and sat here for a long time. I knew she played the piano. Did she tell anybody she could do it here? I don't think so. And now she plays this beautiful music, not only on the piano, but the harp. And other musical people that are showing up, creative people. I don't see anybody here that's not creative. It's learning to be fulfilled in your service to the universe and to mankind by learning how to play that beautiful instrument of yourself, of your personality. You were made for you, not for me. I was made for me, not for you. But when we're thinking in that earth mind, have you noticed we always want to take somebody else's talent? I'd rather have that one. Well, you should have made that application before you came. Because you're here now in this personality. So let it shine. Let it be. And let that intuition and that beautiful door awakening into that spiritual path that can be yours. God bless you all.